If everyone in the Senate gallery, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, would rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From 2 Samuel, we hear, "Indeed, you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord lightens my darkness." Blessed God, King of the universe, you are the God who lights up our lives, and through us, we hope, brightens the world a little more through our efforts. Keep us close to you that we may know and see the way through these times that has darkened our world. Let us see and find the path that leads us closer to you, that we might be a witness to you. And fill us with an unwavering faith that guides our footsteps so we may provide comfort to those in pain, assist those in need, and provide justice among your people. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernskeeter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 7th is here. Senator from Cass is here. Senator from the 23rd is here. Senator from Andrew, he is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 52nd day, Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Lawrence County was quick to his feet.
Good morning, Mr. President. I have a guest from Shell Knob. He's on your right. If Mr. Randall Walker wouldn't mind to stand, he is going to appear before the Gubernatorial Appointments Board, and I would hope that the body would join me in recognizing him and welcoming him to the chamber.
Let's welcome Mr. Walker to the Senate chamber today.
President.
Senator from Ozark.
Mr. President, I have recognized some special guests.
Proceed.
I have with me, very blessed today, I have Burley Lofton, who's the mayor of Ava, where, of course, I live. And also I have Stan Levin with me, who is our president of our city council. And in addition, I have these wonderful young ladies who are coming in, and these are the Lady Zizzer basketball team, a very, very successful program. And I can tell you that once a Zizzer, you're always a Zizzer. We also have with us Lori Wilson, who's our superintendent. We have Tim Bean standing along with the West Plains Zizzers. And we also have our coach, Scott Womack. I would love for the body to give us a warm welcome to all of these wonderful people who came to say hello to me today.
Let's welcome these folks from Ava, as well as the Lady Zizzers basketball team, to the Senate chamber. Senator from Ozark, May the chair inquire of you?
Yes, sir.
Is Tim Beam a zizzer?
Tim Beam is a zizzer. Yes, he is. He is Howe County, West Plains, and I can't imagine why you didn't know that.
I did know that. I just wanted to make his head swell just a little bit more than it already is. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further introduction of guests. Senator from Jefferson County.
Mr. President, in front of me and to your left is Mr. Dan Buck, and to your right is Mr. Mark Harder, and I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these guests from St. Louis to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole County.
I would like to introduce a very special Korean War veteran here joining us today. Carl Houston, to my right and to your left, Mr. President, is from Tipton. Carl was drafted from his job in a shoe factory in the hometown of Tipton in 1952. He boarded a troop ship on October 25th, 1952 for Korea. It was his 21st birthday. He has lots of stories to tell about his time in the service. He entered the Army as a private and left as a corporal. He received 6 medals for his service, and when he returned, he married his sweetheart, Ellen, who's with us today as well, and they are celebrating their 66th wedding anniversary this week. Carl started his own garage and welding shop in 1957 in Tipton, Missouri, and ran the business for 45 years. And joining Mr. Houston and his wife are their 2 sons, Joey and Bruce, and their daughter-in-law, Karen, and the friend, Sherry Kemp. So if you would please make my guests feel welcome, I really appreciate it.
Let's welcome this hero, Mr. and Mrs. Houston, to the Senate chamber and their family. Congratulations. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lawrence.
Forgive me for not knowing what the proper request is, just to talk for a minute. Just start talking?
Would you like to, your choices are a moment of personal privilege, which is usually to identify somebody we have lost or a special moment, or you can inquire of another senator if you'd like to.
Not to recognize anyone in particular, so may I inquire of Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson seems eager to accept an inquiry. He's not as eager as he was, but Senator from Johnson, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of Lawrence County?
Thank you, Mr. President. I am very eager to answer an inquiry from the, nothing like walking into the fire. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Senator. I appreciate your eagerness. And while these comments are not directed at you, it is directed at us in general as Missourians. And this week I had an opportunity to commend a particular entity. And I've been given some information where it's not so endearing, but I do want to make a point of it, and I'm glad that you're allowing me a voice to do that. Stephen Petty is an industrial hygienist. He's an exposure expert. Mr. Petty studies things that causes harm to people. In a study regarding the effectiveness of wearing masks to prevent exposure to the coronavirus, he found that if as little as 3.2% of the mask is open, the chance of the mask preventing exposure goes down to 0. In addition, Mr. Petty correctly noted that masks must be properly fitted and properly worn. Under the nose and under the chin are simply ineffective. Also, He found that since molecules and this is a scientific fact, that since molecules travel the path of least resistance, any mask with gaping sides are ineffective. So what's the purpose of wearing a mask? As noted by some among us and others in and outside the Capitol, there may be a little bit of show involved. Many wear surgical masks, and likely due to the lower cost and ease of obtaining them, that's the reason they choose that particular mask. These cloth masks never fit securely on the face, and their effectiveness is extremely low. According to Mr. Petty, the COVID-19 particle, a particulate size, is 0.06 microns, and 90% of these exhaled particles fall within the radically behaving particulate airborne range. Now, what in the world is that? Well, he goes on to explain what the radically behaving particulate airborne range is, that once the particles are under 1 micron, which is smaller than most bacteria, they easily pass through and around the mask. These particles remain suspended in the air for a long time. And here's an important part. When indoors, these particles travel more than 6 feet. So masking and staying more than 6 feet apart while indoors makes no difference. Mr. Petty goes on to say that even if everyone wore masks properly, enough virions would escape to make the mask wearing nothing more than a theater. No evidence has revealed that masking has helped to reduce the spread of the virus. So what we have here is an illogical premise that somehow masks do not protect a person against inhaling someone else's virus, but they do protect others from what you exhale. And that makes absolutely no sense. No place on earth, not a single place, exists where masks appear to have slowed the spread of the coronavirus. But then again, an ill-fitting mask wasn't supposed to. I'm just a little confused, disappointed, and upset that an area college for several months now, different things have been going on that I just don't agree with. And this is coming from a constituent, and that's why I wanted to make this point. I'm going to start again because this part is from the constituent. They say, I'm a little confused, disappointed, and upset at an area college. For several months now, different things have been going on that I just don't agree with or approve of, but I've kept my mouth shut. This college just announced it was going to sue the federal government about an executive order which requires male and female students must be allowed to live in the same building and share bathrooms. They said it infringed upon their beliefs and rights, and I agree. I support them on this, says the constituent. So today, when picking up my daughter for her weekend at home, I saw the greenhouse was open for business, thinking, I'm gonna go support the college and buy some plants. We were there for about 30 minutes, visiting with students and even the professor in charge of the greenhouse. When the professor stopped my daughter and quietly told her, go tell your mom to put a mask on. Okay, stop right there, the constituent continues. First, why didn't you, sir, say something to me about the first time you spoke with me? Or even the second or third time you passed me. Secondly, why stop the student, my daughter, and tell her to go tell me herself? Thirdly, aren't you the same college suing the federal government for your rights that are infringed on? And finally, she says, who gives you all the right to pick and choose who and which rights are worthy of not infringing? So I set the fourth flight of plants down I was collecting to purchase to support this college, and I walked to my car and left the campus. He goes on to say, finally, I will instead take my business to a greenhouse that will not muzzle this American gal with her rights of her own, or send a child to do the dirty work. And additionally, this is the same college which will not allow a religious exemption for students who want to opt out of vaccines. Can't have it both ways. So, Senator, thank you for listening. And it looks like I have dispersed the crowd. So maybe we need to have a quorum call. I won't make it, but... thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. I'm going to hear on introduction of special guest. Do we have introduction of special guest? Senator from the 4th.
I seek unanimous consent to take a moment of personal privilege.
Proceed.
While we were here yesterday, in, you know, doing the state's business. We were caught up and we went really late yesterday. I think 10:30 is really late for me. But in that process, a verdict came down yesterday in the case of George Floyd and what happened to him. And what I wanted to say was that this is an opportunity. First of all, we want to thank those officers who had the courage to testify that what happened was not a part of any training that they received. And I believe that this verdict goes a long way in mending the relationships between our communities, our police officers' community, and the people that they serve. But this also is a responsibility to the community. If those police officers had the courage to testify, we also need the community to testify to help police officers solve the crimes in the community. We both have to continue to work together, and I think this verdict goes a long way in getting justice and helping us realize that this relationship needs to be stronger on both sides. That's the police officer and those whom they choose to serve. So I wanted to commend those officers who had the courage to testify and say that this body recognizes that verdict on yesterday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests, the senator from the 1st District.
Mr. President, introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Up on the dais with you, to your right is my wife, Marilyn, and to your left is my mom, Diane. Without them two, I would not be here today, and I wish the body would give them a special welcome.
Let's welcome the real power in the Beck family to the Senate chamber. Further introductions. Senator from Boone. No, I'm sorry. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. The chair has an announcement for the members and visitors in the gallery. Today is Buy Missouri Day, and I would encourage you to visit one of our three virtual Buy Missouri screens on the first floor, second floor, and third floor to learn more about 420 companies, over 15,000 employees in 86 counties in the state, what they make here in Missouri. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.